¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Which, wait, no.
Usually you be just on it. That's the only reason why. What you type in?
I'm turning my phone down.
You should have been done did that.
Shut up.
See, this is the problem. My name is Angel Tanksley.
Mm-hmm.
I am the handler and wife of this man sitting here beside me. I also go by that chick Angel. And you can tell them who you are since you're here.
I'm Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. The other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week, and, you know, we talk about pretty much anything we damn well please. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it for damn near 10 years. Before podcasting was podcasting.
I know.
We've been here.
We've been doing this. Wow.
Same Jesus. Title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same title.
We do this every single week with our wonderful, wonderful media family. That is our Patreon. You can be a part of that Patreon. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month.
Yes.
And get in on all the extra stuff, all the stuff the general population don't see. You know, this is media family stuff. This is closed doors conversations.
Period. We're also joined by some amazing sponsors for today. They are Hungry Root and BetterHelp. I'll tell you more about them later on the podcast. Y'all can check them out. More than likely, there'll be some sort of URL or promo code to get you a discount. So you can check them out if they have a service or product that you're interested in.
Absolutely.
How you been?
I've been good. How you been?
That's it? You just been good?
Yeah, I've been good.
Why you been good? What is that?
I ain't been bad. I don't know.
But I've been good too, and I need you to reflect upon. You were like, next week when she has this busy Saturday, I'm going to call her out. Did I or did I not have anything for any of the organizations on Saturday? Like I said, I was at the track meet with my child.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go from there?
We went home and then we went to the twins' birthday party.
You went directly home?
Yes, we all went home.
You didn't go to the grocery store or something for one of them organizations?
I went after the twins' birthday party. Mm-hmm. After the twins' birthday mm-hmm. party, I went and bought a basket.
For what?
No.
No, who was the basketball?
Hold on. So you're going to say me going to buy a basket?
You said you weren't going to do anything for for the house?
Hold on. I said, well, apparently, yes, because the basket's at the house. I said I didn't have any activity for my, or you said, watch, you're going to have to, oh, yeah, I got a meeting at such and such as house.
I'm sure you had a meeting. You probably jumped on the call because we didn't ride together. You were probably on the phone the whole time.
I did. Why can't you just admit you were wrong?
I wasn't wrong.
You are.
I have a question, Angel. I have a question.
What?
Do you have your key card with
you? I don't.
You?
And I was going to admit it myself. I don't.
You
don't.
Wait.
I'm
not done.
I said the truth.
I'm not done.
You see how
I am not finished.
It's in Little Marcus's car.
It's in Little Marcus's car. Do you have your key to your truck?
Yes, I do.
Do you have my key to your truck?
Yes, I have both. I have both.
All right. I went back home.
I
opened up the drawer to get my clippers out. I'm like, why is my...
I have both.
She ain't got her damn key.
I have both.
Why'd you grab mine? Because you couldn't find it?
Well, I was like, I need to rush out of this house.
Huh?
I don't have time.
To what? To search for your key.
And I knew where your key was. And then,
she know where mine is because mine's always where it's supposed
to
be.
Sure enough, I found my key, but I didn't have time to run upstairs to put it back.
Give me my key before you lose it.
I'm not going to lose it.
Or put it in one of the purses.
But yeah, no. When I pulled up here, I said, my key card's in Marcus's car. I said, but I was going to admit it. Unlike you, who
I
last
had
week.
It. I had
you,
it.
No,
Angel, I had the key card.
Why can't you?
But I dropped them off and I'm on my way back and I just happened to glance down.
Do you hear the issue, y'all?
Well, look whose key card is in the wrong car.
But wait a minute. Why can't you admit that you did not have your office key last week?
I would if I did not have it. Angel,
did you have it on your person? Did you have it?
It's always on my person right now. It's right here.
Shut up.
Just because it's not in my pocket, don't mean I don't have to use it if I don't want to.
Shut up. When you wanted to get into this office last week. I want y'all to see. This is the issue he really has. Admitting that he's wrong is not.
I'm wrong all the time.
Okay, so.
All the time.
Marcus, did you have your key or your key card with you last week when we came here to shoot on Monday to be able to unlock the door?
Are you done thinking about the past? You always living in the past.
Jackass of all jackasses. Anyways, I am doing great. We had a very family-oriented weekend, which I thoroughly enjoyed. We were at the longest invitational of life.
Oh my God.
Saturday to watch our son run the 400 and the 200. And it's so funny.
Oh my God.
It's so funny. There are some kids on this team. There's like a couple that are really fast and they ran some amazing times, right?
Yeah.
Like one dude in his heat of the 100, he was so far ahead of everybody else.
He was in the wrong heat.
He was definitely in the wrong heat.
Yeah. And I know they have, at this point, they have times. I don't know why.
It was just, they only seeded the first two heats, but did not see the rest of them.
And they kept saying, you're racing against the clock. They did him a disservice. Because
he needs somebody who was running closer to his time. Even though he PR'd, he wasn't happy with his time. Young lady who's one of the captains, she PR'd, wasn't happy with their time. We watched Marcus run the 400. He was out front, and then he hit that last 100, and he didn't have any kick. And so three people passed him.
Two people.
You keep thinking two.
No, I said one, and it ended up y'all told me it was two.
He came in fourth place. Right. Ran past him, okay? I said, how you feel? He's like, I feel good. I thought I did great. He's like, I didn't have any kick, but it felt great. I'm watching every other child who won their race be pissed off. My son, who lost it.
But he PR'd.
He did.
He beat his race. So he was perfectly fine with it.
I said, I love it. I love it about him. He PR'd in both of his races.
Now, one of the kids, I ain't going to say who, you said is always mad. Like, you just unhappy. You need to fix that.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of the more competitive kids don't be happy.
That's awful.
I don't know if that's a part of their competitive edge, is never be satisfied with where.
You can always want to do better, but you got to be happy with if you have improved, that needs to be cool, but I got to do this.
Yeah, that's just
like the one young lady. I remember she said.
Oh, PR is they hit a personal record.
Yeah, personal record or personal best. There was one girl who said she was doing the 400 and she said, I'm good, I'm gonna get for that. She said 58 or 59. And I was like, oh, this girl, for a girl, you know, that's a pretty quick time. She was like, yeah, I'm gonna push for 58, 59. I was like, oh. And I seen her do that 400. I'm like, now what was her time? Oh, it was like 106, 107.
Oh, well, listen. Yeah, you have your dreams.
And she was just like, yeah, I didn't get that.
Didn't happen for me
this
time.
But she was perfectly fine. She was like, I'm going to push for it. I said, all right.
But yeah, we were out in that sun for a long time.
Y'all, I hate invitationals like that because it is absolutely no reason for that many teams to be running against each other. I was like, there needs to be a qualifier. Like, if you don't have a time in the 100, if you don't have, for girls, 13 or better, you shouldn't be running. For boys, 12 or better, you shouldn't be running. There's people in a 100-meter dash, people running across that thing at 15, 20 seconds.
It's like, this is not your sport. And there were 30 heats of the 100.
30.
For the boys.
They had 9 lanes on that track.
And 30 heats ran.
9 times 30. Whatever that is. Huh?
No, times 30, 270.
There you go. 207. That's just one race. You had the 400, All the races.
I was about to say, you about to name all the races.
I should. They got some made up races now.
Oh, they have this thing called the medley where one person.
It's an 800. It's a.
Yeah.
It's an 800, but they do. It's a relay. They do 100, 100, 200, and 400. So the first person's ones that run 100, almost like a 4x1. First person's ones runs a 100. They pass the baton to the next person. They run a 100. They pass the baton to the next person. They run a 200. And the 200 person passes the last person. They run a 400. I said, who made up this bullshit?
They just were like, let's see. We're bored.
Yeah.
Let's just have
let's
a little.
Chop up the 200. The and 800 then we as saw much as possible. For the
first time, I've never seen this before. We saw this one athlete taunting another athlete
never
while he
that.
Was running. He and was he turning around and going, come on.
Yeah,
come
we
up.
Could see him doing this, like turn around looking at the other dude. I'm like, first of all, this is you running junior varsity and you're not even the fastest heat. Why are you talking trash?
Yeah, he was in the last heat. Now, he did beat the boy, but then they got DQ'd because.
And everybody cheered.
The whole
I hope he gets suspended.
Auditorium cheered. Because I was like, now what brought on this type of assholeness?
Right. The other boy never responded because I was watching him once they crossed finish line.
The way I would have threw my body at him,
oh, yeah.
We would have just both been out of there.
We're going to both get disqualified.
Yeah.
I'm tripping your ass.
He was so nasty. I was like, how embarrassing is that? Well, listen, you've heard us talk about Hungry Root before, so you know how much I love it because it truly simplifies my life. Y'all know I'm a busy parent, busy content creator, busy active woman in my community. So it has been a game changer for saving time as well as reducing stress to do all of my weekly food shopping with Hungry Root. Hungry Root, what it does is it plans all the meals, right? And all the groceries. So those are two things that I absolutely do not enjoy doing, okay? And what they do is they fill the cart and they deliver everything I need to be able to eat healthy every day. And it will fit into my own health goals as well as my dietary preferences because we here in the Tanksley house, we don't eat beef or pork. So we can't be having all that in our grocery bag because we ain't gonna be able to eat it. And it also fits my budget. They have some amazing recipes and items that I know you're going to love, especially some of their chicken bowls. I absolutely think are so yummy. Unlike other food delivery companies, Hungry Root has now over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes to choose from each week, with many ready in just 15 minutes or less. And with over 1,000 grocery items like smoothies, sweets, kid snacks, and salad kits, ready-to-eat meals and supplements, it's insanely easy to find options that fit everyone's taste and nutritional goals. Hungry Root holds all of its food to high standards, screening out over 200 additives, including high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and preservatives. They source only high quality meat and seafood with no hormones or antibiotics, offering organic produce and non-GMO options, and carry trusted healthy brands like Oatly, Vital Farms, Ithaca Hummus, Harmless Harvest, and many more. Hungry Root makes it incredibly easy to get going and actually stick with it if your New Year resolution is to start fresh with healthy eating. You know, y'all know most resolutions be falling off within the first couple of weeks of the new year. But Hungry Root makes it, again, easy for you to be able to hold on to those goals and stay on track past January. I absolutely love Hungry Root. I think you will, too. It's so convenient. And we had a great experience with Hungry Root. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus a free item in every box for life. Go to HungryRoot.com/argue.
Argue.
And use code argue.
Argue.
That's HungryRoot.com/argue.
Argue.
Code argue.
Argue.
To get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. Thank you, Hungry Root, for sponsoring today's podcast. Yeah. So
like a baby bird trying to swallow a worm.
Josh is over here trying not to die in front of us. So the track meet was great, but then this is what's crazy, y'all. Y'all know I got four kids. Well, two of them have a birthday tomorrow. We're shooting this on Monday. Their birthday is on Tuesday. And I had in my head what I had wanted to do.
Kiki's birthday is today.
Okay, yep, you're right. I had in my head what I wanted to do was to take them and two of their friends to a Lakers game the way me and Marcus go. With the table, with the food, the view is great, all this stuff. But then life got to life in, and I was like, I don't want to spend that money.
Right.
I don't want to spend a couple of thousand dollars.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah.
For their 11th birthday, while I think they would thoroughly enjoy it and be so happy, I don't want to spend that much money because I've had to spend so much money on so many other things coming up in March. I was like, that's just not going to be another one. So it wasn't until Thursday that I was like, oh, we need to throw a party for them this weekend.
Yeah. No, we had a revelation. It was like, their birthday coming up.
Yeah. I was just like, I was trying to figure out when I was going to do it. But then I was like, oh, okay, maybe next weekend. Next weekend is a bit crazy for me. Lil Marcus takes his SAT early that morning on the Saturday. I have, that's the weekend of the our Delta meeting. So I have that. And then we have cotillion rehearsal. It was just too much stuff. I was like, oh, shoot, this is the weekend. So on Thursday night, I text, on Thursday day, I text the friends that I said they could invite. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, what y'all doing on Saturday? They were like, we're free. I was like, yeah, perfect.
Yeah. We do it late Saturday because we got this long-ass track meet we about to be at.
Found out that the bowling alley that's in the mall closed down last year. Didn't know. They've only been open for 2 years. Already went bankrupt.
The social, right?
No, the one near the social.
I think the social's closing.
Well, that's, they should close. The restaurants are terrible in the social.
Terrible, and there's too much crime now.
Oh, yeah. It's going crazy over
teenagers?
There.
Teenagers?
There's
I see why that bowling alley closed. Because at least the times that I went, I was like, now this is nice, but the people that would spend this kind of money to be in this type of bowling alley ain't going bowling like that.
It wasn't expensive because it's just a pinstripes and there's a.
But I don't know what they were getting charged. The pinstripes themselves.
Yeah.
But I know in the mall, that mall would be getting people on for that money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, straight up rip off.
Mm-hmm.
They want a percentage. Plus,
yeah,
a large.
You talking about if you are a tenant of the mall.
Yeah. Tenant of the mall. I didn't know that until I talked to their restaurant owner.
Mm-hmm.
They want $40,000 a month plus 10 or 20% of your revenue.
They have lost their mind.
Yeah, no, it's insane.
They've lost their mind.
And you know, pinstripes, they usually got their own, well, they lease out a building.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like,
I honestly was like, Mocha Mom threw a party at the pinstripe because they had like a event room.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize it was gone. So we ended up having to do one at another place where we threw Marcus's birthday party like 3 years ago. We invited 6 friends. They showed up. They bowled. All I had to do was bring in a cake. It was the easiest daggone birthday party I've ever done. And the cheapest I've ever done for the twins.
The dude was like, you know, because you get at the, what was it, Lucky Strike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you get the package for the kids to eat, and the kids can eat all they want. They'll just keep bringing out food. First of all, chicken tenders was fire.
The chicken tenders were good.
Oh, I bit in. I was like, oh.
I was like, this seemed like real chicken. Look, what is going on?
Yeah, no, was like for real chicken. There wasn't
no
frozen.
You could see the fibers in it. Yeah.
Good flavor, too. I was like, oh, this is good. So then the dude comes by. He sees all the adults eating the pizza and chicken. You know, you just pay for the kids, and it's basically, you know, all you can eat. He said, do you want me to do I need to, like, add adults to like the pack? I said, yeah, go ahead and add 6 adults.
I don't know
to
what he meant. He was like, you want me to get some food for the adults? I said, we're fine with the kid food.
Yeah, no. He was like, yeah, I know. That's why I'm about to charge you for something. He said, how many adults? I said, go on and put 6 on there because I'm going to eat enough food.
Let's see.
I was like, but yeah, we was tearing that food up. But no, the kids had a blast. You had Amar and Aiden, of course. I had to get on them a couple times. But other than that, good time.
Yeah, it was easy breezy. Lil Marcus took the photos for me, so I didn't have to get up and take pictures.
Micaiah hurt my feelings a couple times.
Why Micaiah hurt your feelings? By Micaiah, they mean Melanie and Griggs, baby.
They went in that arcade. Mm-hmm. So I think this is when I went in there and told them, because they went in there with their bowling shoes on. I said, y'all need to go change out of your shoes. Put your regular shoes on. So she's over, you know, playing the claw game. You know, drops down, grabs, and she's winning. Every time that claw drops down, she pulls up these ducks, drops it over. So she's over there controlling the grass. Like, do you see this? I said, that's crazy. So I think she won like 3 or 4. So she picks one out and she looks at him. And then she picks out the little leopard print one and gives it to me. I was like, you going to give this to me? She was like, I was like, cool. So I already got him. I'm like, I'm going to keep this little duck. So when she come over to the house, she going to see, got this duck. Later on in the evening, she was like, Greg came over was like, oh no, she tasked me. She was like, I want my duck.
And she said, that was for you to play with for a little bit.
I said, I thought you gave this to me. She was like, nah. I was like, here then, girl. I said, I knew I shouldn't have got attached to that damn duck. So then before we left, she gave it back to him. And she was like, "Here." I was like, "You gonna give it to me again?" She was like, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I ain't gonna get attached to it this time."
She's like, so a little bit.
We leaving. Everybody's getting in the cars. Boys in the car. Greg and them. They about to pull off. They circle back around, pull up. Greg said, "Hey, man, she won't send back." I said, "God dang it. Why are you doing this to me?"
That's why. So she didn't even want Greg
to
take
it. She wanted me to give it to her through the way. I was like, put the window down.
She was like, give me back that Dago Duck. I gave her an arcade card. She came back over to me after she'd been playing. She said, 10 points. And I was like, okay, 10 points. She said, I need 10 points on this. I said, I'm not putting no more money on that.
Yeah, it's gone.
She looked at me like, how dare you? She said, 10 points. Yeah,
that's what Aiden. He said, this don't have no more on it. I said, he said, we need to put some more on it. I said, no, it's broke. You ain't getting no more. It don't work no more.
Oh, I'm going to eat some of that cake when I get home. But yes, our twins are turning 11. How do you feel about that?
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Josh, what'd you, you met, the twins were here when we met, but they were, no. When we met, oh, I was pregnant with Amar. Was I pregnant with
Amar? Oh, yeah, you met them.
You just came out because you brought racism.
No, but you remember I met you at Kevin Melissa's house. We shot their episode back of the Love Hour.
Yeah,
and I was pregnant with Amar.
You wasn't even really showing that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah, because he was born in 2019. So the twins and 2019 were, how many years ago was that? Is that 7 years ago? The twins were four. We're about to be four.
Oh, yeah, about to be four.
They were three. Yeah. They because they hadn't turned four yet, because that was in January of 2019.
That's when I met you, Josh. Still,
I was
asshole.
Like, how do they have a Josh? This is amazing. He was listening to make sure
he had all the headphones, a little MIDI. He's setting
crisscross applesauce.
Had his legs crossed on the floor. I said, they got a recording, dude.
I know. I said, he knows that it's actually recording. Because by that time, we have recorded.
We was about to change the name of our podcast as Did You Press Record? Because we did a few full episodes. It was like.
Nothing recorded.
Well.
Nothing recorded. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, so they about to be 11.
How you feel about it? They're right here at preteen.
Theirs isn't hitting me because I done been through it with Marcus. Right now, it's like the stuff that Marcus is doing and then Amar. It's like they right there in the middle. So, I mean, every milestone that all these kids hit, like I remember being 11 and wearing a size 11 and being 12 wearing a size 12.
Oh, your feet were that big?
Yeah,
thank God.
That's a big-ass feet.
Thank God. The twins ain't on that life. They're in a size 6.
But no, it's wild. Just... yeah, that's crazy. They about to be 11.
They're about to be. The reason why it's hitting me.
I don't agree with them wearing deodorant.
You don't think it's time?
No.
They really don't. They don't be smelling.
Yeah, but I don't want them to use that as an excuse. Because you know I always have. I got to stay on top of them anyway about cleanliness.
Well, then keep the deodorant in your room.
Nah, I think I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, and they have to come in there to get it.
Dirty ass little boys.
I am feeling some type of way about them being 11 because I know now I feel like time is about to take off for them.
Oh, yeah, it's going to speed up.
It's about to start sprinting. They are about to start. Like, you know, they are willing to tell us about their day and talk our ears off, especially Kai.
We are about
to go into that phase where they're no longer oversharing.
Yeah,
and
yeah, we got a couple years, I think. Because they usually don't hit until like 13, 14 maybe.
Oh, no, I feel like. I don't know. It's just.
No, because you, it's not like, well, you talk a lot anyway to them. So that's, I feel like even Mark is as bad as he is about updating us on certain things. He'll still talk because that's what you're going to force him to do anyway.
Oh, well, hell yeah. They're my kids. I'm going to make them, but I like the willingness. The willingness is what's happening now. While it wears us out, I'm going to miss it when it's gone. Hopefully one of them, Kai will probably always still be an overshare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It still baffles me that they're twins and they know they're twins. That's also crazy. Like, I don't know why that sounds insane.
Ain't, there's nothing about our family in this life that don't throw Angel off. She'd be like, can you believe that that's your son?
Yeah, can I can't you believe that you got four
babies? Yeah, she tell I can't believe you talking about me. I can't believe you have four kids.
I'm like, can't. I don't know why you can believe it. That's insane. You have four children.
I'm like, yeah, for 6 years now, I done had four kids.
Like, but like, that don't be, that don't, that's not like, wow, I got a lot of kids. That don't do that to you.
No.
That's crazy.
And you'd be like, why, you got four boys. You, can you believe that that's your youngest? I can't believe that's your youngest. I'm like, yes, Angel, I believe it.
But you be looking at him and you like, that's mine. You look at him and be like, that's my baby.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I do that with three of them.
Yeah. You better stop that. Keep on talking about my guy, see if I'll whoop your ass. All right, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are celebrating Women's History Month, which is a month that I so love, and we are celebrating women and all that they do, the work that they do in relationships and their families, and how many roles women hold in their day-to-day life. Now, with March, and it also includes International Women's Day, which I actually just celebrated yesterday, a moment to celebrate women's strength and progress, while also recognizing how much they carry every day between caring for others and managing unseen responsibilities. Their emotional well-being can easily be overlooked. We want to remind women how much they matter, and therapy offers a space for them to take care of themselves in ways they deserve. I absolutely love women. I'm a girl's girl because, one, I was raised in a household of only women. Raised by a single mom, have three sisters. So for me, it's always been a thing of how can you not love women? These are the people who raised me. These are the people who gave me all the attributes that I feel like have made me an actual, like, good human, an actual person that puts in good things into society. So I believe that when it comes to celebrating yourself, it is also about taking care of yourself. And that is why I'm glad BetterHelp is our sponsor. Because there are a lot of expectations put on us that are just like not, they're just assumed. We don't even get a chance to decline the expectation. It's assumed that we're going to do them. So with that type of pressure on you all the time, having someone to talk to that can help you work out any issues you're having is imperative. One thing about BetterHelp is that they have quality therapists because they go by a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. They also have a therapy match commitment. So all you have to do is fill out this short questionnaire that helps to identify your needs and your preferences. And with their over 12 plus years experience, they have the leading, industry leading match fulfillment rate. And they typically get it right the first time. But if for some reason they don't, you can switch up with their tailor recommendations with no additional cost. They have over 30,000 therapists. They are the largest online therapy platform. They've served over 6 million people globally, and they have a 4.9 out of 5 rating for their live sessions based on 1.7 million client reviews. Listen, your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
Yeah. I really am hoping that the twins stay close. Like right now, they have similar friend group. But I know as we get to middle school, that's going to start to potentially shift some.
Uh-huh.
But I hope they stay close. I can see their interest starting to vary. And as it'll be sad for me if they aren't like close, like if they don't have things in common that they like to do, mm-hmm. or that if they don't have their each other's back more than they have their friends.
Well, we got
back.
To teach them that.
Anyway. I know I'm constantly like, there's no your brother is getting picked on by somebody that you're friends with.
And I think one of the, I ain't gonna say an issue or a problem, but they didn't grow up around older kids that would pick on them.
Right.
Because that would have, you know, that was a trauma bond. That's like, oh yeah, this ain't happening no more.
Right. There used to be. I used to see Psy have certain ways about Kai and how people dealt with him that Kai wouldn't notice when they were little.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you're right. They haven't had any type of adversity that makes them like linked to each other. And Psy is a little bit more dependent on Kai. Uh-huh. Kai is very much so more independent and will leave Psy, where Psy it gets comfort in being around Kai, and I need Kai to like.
Yeah, also Psy will have he's kind of like he will have comfort in being by himself too. Like I've noticed, like even when they we have like a bunch of kids at the house, like Kai will be part of the group, and Psy sometimes he'll just drift off and just do his own thing. Mm-hmm. Like y'all go on and over there, but their interests I've always seen their different interests like. The things that they're into, they got the two different things that they would rather do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they're gonna be close regardless.
I hope so. When I tell you that would break my heart, I'm going to remind them often, if you want to break my heart and have me cry, y'all decide not to be close.
Yeah, I think they're going to be close regardless.
Y'all, let me tell you about our oldest son. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm eager to, I can't wait. What's this next year? I can't wait for the side to start running track.
Yeah,
so I mean, I'm so excited about that. Too. Y'all, they playing soccer right now, and the way this boy moves, it looks like everybody else is just standing in place.
Yeah, he's good.
Size quick.
He's a quick little one.
My little Marcus.
So, okay, you all know Marcus in these in the throes of trying to find a relationship. Little Marcus would like a girlfriend. Period. He is not that there is a specific girl that he has his eye on. He just wants to experience that part of life. What it's like to have a girl that is his girlfriend that he can talk to whenever he wants to, that he can spend time with. We are noticing, I am noticing that there is a particular girl that he thinks like someone else because that's what she said. But I'm noticing I think two things are happening at once. And one of his friends believes this girl likes him too. And he's like, no, she doesn't. She doesn't. Actually, she is feeling blah, blah, blah. And I watched them interact here recently. And I said, wait a minute. Something. No, no. The way they're interacting. Yeah,
I think actually, it's one that you've noticed recently, but the other one you've been noticing, and I finally saw it too. And I'm like, well, Marcus, that little girl like you too. Like, I'm like, boy, we are like 3,000 and 0 at this point. Right. We have never been wrong about something in your life that you deny or don't see. Yeah. Why are you questioning anything we say at this point? He's like, no. Like, all right, boy.
So I'm talking to him about it yesterday. This is what be cracking me up about little Marcus. He be so like self-doubt, but then there are moments where unlike himself, more like Kai, where he's just like, yeah, that's right. So I'm pointing out, yo, I think both of these girls is feeling you. Not enough to be feeling you to make no move because they're scared of me. And well, they're also scared of your dad. But they're definitely scared of me. But I think enough to like.
I don't know why they're scared of me. I don't say nothing to them girls.
There you go.
And when I did say something, they wouldn't speak. I was like, let me not speak to these little crazy ass little girls before they start feeling uncomfortable around me. I said, like, I ain't going to say nothing to them.
You just got to smile. And you also come off, you have your facial expressions come off a little more stern when you're just resting, your resting face. So look at you. I think you're cute, so you ain't got to worry about me. But you got to soften up your face sometimes.
Softening shit.
See, there you go. Anyway.
You can't say nothing to the girl. The boys, I don't care. You can be a good boy, shake my hand. You see me sitting over here.
That's how you do it.
To the boys, I don't say nothing to the girls.
But the girls hear
and it's only that generation. The ones older and younger, hey, Mr. Boy, hey, how you doing? High fives and everything. Them little heifers, I'm like, y'all ain't getting no graduation presents from me.
Yes, you are.
Not a single solitary
penny. Yes, you are.
One of them, her older sister, the only reason I have Venmo is so I could give her, is it Vimeo?
I don't know whatever, what you're
trying to say. The V app. One is Venmo, one's Vimeo. One's
movie. Are you talking about videos or money?
I'm talking about money.
Venmo.
Anyway, Venmo. The only reason I have Venmo is so I could, because that's the only thing that she had. I got Venmo just so I could give her some graduation money. Her little sister, you ain't getting
shit. Yes, she is.
Nah, she ain't.
Yes, she is. Anyway, I was pointing out to my son, I actually think both girls are feeling you, but I don't think they're ever going to, they're not going to act on it. You're going to have to be the one to do something. And I said, so how does it feel to be so desired? But to be desired by everyone. And I thought he was just going to shake his head like he usually does at me, like, Mom, you're stupid. I said, how does it feel to be so desired? He said, it feels good.
I said, oh. You know what? This is all right.
Okay. He was like, yeah, my friends don't believe that anybody wants me. He was like, they think I just be fumbling girls. I said, what girls have you had to fumble? And he was like, the one girl from the cruise. I was like, that wasn't even
real. She lives
real.
Across country.
Yeah, she lives on the side of the country. Like, she got to talk to you for a little bit on the cruise. And then 3 weeks later, you were like, let's see. And then he mentioned the girl that he went on his first date with. He said, they don't believe that the mom said I was too young for her to date. And then he was like, and then because I did that one stupid thing, I was like with another young lady that he was interested in, but she doesn't want to date anybody.
Right.
I was like, and I said, which one of your friends have ever actually had a girlfriend other besides the one?
If y'all could see the group of friends that he's talking about, it make you want to smack him in the back of the head. It's like, why are you listening to Geek Squad over, literally Geek Squad, like... all they do is sit around and clown each other, and they look like, when you go to the school, you can see, like, it's the a stereotypical group of kids. Like, you got this crew, mm-hmm. the jocks, the cool black kids over here, them, and then you got Geek Squad over here with pencils and pocket protectors and glasses, snickering and looking goofy and shit. That's them.
That is Marcus's crew, the little geeks. The Goonies of it all.
Yeah, remember he wanted his hair twisted. He was like, yeah, I don't know what he said. I said, stop listening to your little whack ass friends. None of them have style.
I literally
not
pulled
a single solitaire, and one ain't none of them black.
There
boy.
We go. They're, none of the ones talking are black. I had to pull up a picture of his birthday party of his friends. I said, let's look at all their hair. I said, look at these terrible bangs. So the fact that he can have bangs,
they're the ones that got this going. you throw your head to the side to get the bangs out the way. Oh, mop top looking like they
I
just.
I was like, nah, and none of these non-black friends should ever be talking about your black hair in any opinion other than whatever you want to do with your hair sounds great.
I'd be like, boy, he ain't that bad. The movie we was watching, the Tyler Perry thing last night.
Oh, my God. Have y'all seen Tyler Perry? Goes to college
it?
Tour.
Tyler, is it Joe something?
No, Joe's college tour. No, it's Tyler Perry, college tour. Something college tour. Tyler Perry said, out of pocket.
I'm not only crossing the fence, I'm like running once I hit that pasture. This
college trip
is like past rated R.
The movie starts off with MFA all through it. Then
it starts off just giving a disclaimer of if you're not comfortable with MF and they saying MF and P and all this.
P as in P-U-S-S-Y.
I was like, you.
They thought, I was making sure they didn't think penis. There's a full blown naked sex scene.
Multiple.
There's porn.
There's multiple scenes. While they in that little house.
Dip.
There's. Yeah. I'm talking about people giving back shots.
There is a oral sex scene with a teen and a prostitute.
Yeah.
I said, what is this?
With a teen and a prostitute.
Yeah, that's what I said. This is inappropriate.
Anyway.
It's on Netflix.
Anyway, the little boy in that, Marcus ain't nearly that bad, but I don't think he wouldn't be able to be that bad as that little boy. Cause this little boy, he was in a private school, had all white friends and didn't appreciate anything about the black culture.
Yeah. The movie definitely has some funny parts.
Oh, that's the thing. That movie definitely had quite a few funny parts, and Tyler Perry just rambling on in these characters saying some of the stuff was absolutely hilarious, but it's just...
Yes, Jess Neese is in there. Yes, she was the back shot queen.
Oh, yeah, she was. What? I didn't even think about that.
Oh, I did. When she popped up, I said, oh, it's my girl. But, yeah, I cracked up hearing his very confident... Feels good.
Yeah, it feels good. Hey.
Anyways, what did you do yesterday when I was going out of the house all day?
I just ran I ran one errand that took me all over the goddamn city.
Marcus was yelling at our kids all day.
Weekend.
Yeah, all weekend. I was like, give it a break,
so
sir.
This is what happened, y'all. So I was cleaning downstairs already. Like, because I just had to vacuum, sweep, wanted to mop and all that. And as I'm cleaning the kitchen, I see they got stuff everywhere, like stuff that we constantly telling them to clean up. Kitchen table, right where they sit, that's where all the mess is. I'm like, so I just had them downstairs cleaning. I hadn't even started yelling yet. I said, y'all clean up. Come on, get this, get that. I was just making them clean as I was cleaning, because I was going to clean anyway. And then I had them put up dishes and all that, load the dishwasher. And then we leaving out for the
track
meet. And as I'm leaving out, I think I go in the loft to make sure the TV was off. So I walk into the loft, and we go through it every single week about this goddamn loft and how bad it gets. Because ain't nobody up there but them three.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look at that loft, and it is completely destroyed. Like, we had a party, and there were 60 kids up there.
Mm.
And the switch just went off. So I waited for myself to calm down.
Oh yeah.
So I'm driving, and I said, listen here. And then the switch came right back on.
And the switch never went off for the rest of the weekend.
I said, this goddamn loft. So I just sat there talking about the loft. Like, it don't make no damn sense. Y'all wonder why we always got y'all cleaning. I know y'all get sick and tired of cleaning, but you wouldn't have to clean if you just kept shit clean. Why does the loft? I said, ain't nobody in that loft but y'all three. That loft is completely destroyed. Multiple blankets, multiple this. I said, on Saturday morning, if y'all mess up that loft during the week, on Saturday when you wake up before you brush your teeth or right after you brush your teeth, go to that loft and clean it up. I said, this is ridiculous. So got to the party, and I knew this was going to happen. We went to the track meet. They came home. They cleaned the loft. No, they didn't even get a chance to clean the loft. Came home, made them take baths and stuff. Then went to the party, and I knew this is exactly what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We at the party, they having a good time. Everybody's bowling, having a good time playing. It's their core group. They get excited. Because I was prepared to say yes before I seen that loft. They came up. We were wondering, all of them stand side by side. Rhea, McKinley. I always get McKinley and Makai name switched up. McKinley, Cy and Kai. Can we have a play date? And they looking, and I look at the twins, and Kai just drops his head.
He said, I told you.
He said, Si, I told you. I said, now, y'all can blame Si and Kai for this. It's their fault. I would have said yes had they not destroyed the loft and it wasn't looking a mess. I said, they need this lesson. It's their fault. He was like, I told you, Si, I told you. I'm like, this is what happens. Y'all can't be inviting nobody over a dirty-ass house.
McKinley's
like, our house is clean, right. So we can go over there.
She's like, Rhea.
I said, nah, they can't go over there. They got to go home and clean up the mess they made.
They were so, I know McKinley was like, why can't you guys just keep your stuff together?
Literally. Amar, clothes everywhere. So got home, they cleaned the loft. Finally, and then, of course, Amar, he thinking that it don't involve him.
Mm.
No, this you too.
Amar never thinks.
This
Amar
is you too.
He is the baby.
Oh. Get all your clothes together. Right. Why you got, they literally will have clothes that were clean that they put up that are back in the loft. How?
I got to tell them what Amar said.
Go ahead.
Me and my little confident babies. I love it. Amar had taken his little shower. He came downstairs. He's in his little tight little drawers. And he's running around, and I said, oh, Amar, you so cute. I said, okay, Amar, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the most adorable, how adorable are you? He said, a 10, obviously.
I said,
you're that adorable. He said, yes. I said, why? He said, I just am. I said, you know what? Listen, I'm here for it. That's why I cannot believe.
And I had to tell the twins. I said, y'all, I don't like when y'all in trouble. I don't like yelling at y'all. I don't like to have to fuss at y'all.
You be yelling.
Shut up.
See?
I don't like this. I said, but as soon as I got to tell y'all the same thing over and over, and I thought I was done. I plan on playing some games with them this morning on the way to school.
Oh, Lord.
Actually, no. Later on today, I didn't think I was playing. I didn't think I was taking them. Thought you were going to be taking them.
I saw.
So then I get them up this morning. I was like, well, you know what? That's over with. I can go back to being nice fun daddy.
I didn't say nothing.
We getting ready this morning. I wake them up. I'm like, y'all, they didn't put their clothes. They know they're supposed to put their clothes out. I ain't even say nothing. I said, y'all get up, put your clothes out so I can iron them. So go back in there and wake up Amar. I'm rushing to get ready now. I'm brushing teeth, shaving my head. I'm thinking, okay, it's been about 15 minutes. They should be downstairs at this point. No. I walk in that room. Kai has changed into another wrinkled shirt. Because apparently he said the shirt that he gave me originally was too small. Then why is it in there? Sai is just standing over in the corner.
You know that baby can't focus.
I was like, what are y'all doing? Hurry up. Why you went? Then I said, Kai, why did you change shirts? I mean, this shirt looked like a truck was parked on it. And I was about to iron it. I said, no, you just going to be in this wrinkled ass shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that shirt looks horrible.
Why did you have him go to school with that wrinkled shirt?
Then Sai, he's just standing. I'm like, Sai, what are you doing? Get your stuff. Come on. So finally get downstairs. I'm like, you know, Mar, you want a breakfast sandwich? Yeah. So I'm getting him a water bottle breakfast sandwich. Sai's still upstairs.
Just.
I don't know what he's doing.
Just kicking it.
I have no idea what he's doing.
He don't know what he's doing. His brain does not give him the ability to just stay on task.
After we got out that house, I ain't say nothing else. So I'm going to leave him.
Still haven't seen Fun Dad. When's Fun Dad coming back?
Asshole Dad left. He wasn't in the car. Fun Dad wasn't there yet. Kyle was asking me stuff about dinosaurs. I was talking to him about that. But they were all tired. I don't know why. They went to bed on time, didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, they went to bed on time. Mar was knocked out. Sai was halfway knocked out. And Kai.
Our on time is still late. They need to go bed at 8.
Yeah. It was 8. And you said, no, it was 8:30. It was never 8. It was 8. Then it moved to 8:30. And then it became 9 and 9:30.
Let's do 8.
This got to stay 8. Well, it can't be 8 if they doing all this stuff after school.
They don't have nothing after school.
Right now. Luckily, they ain't in piano no more.
Just for a little bit.
See?
That's just one day.
It's just one day, but still, it knocks. If Monday starts off bad, it reflects on the rest of the week.
When they go back to piano, it's not going to be stacked. They're going to all take class at the same time.
Because, like, you start one, let's say Monday, they get to bed late.
I'm just saying what's
going to happen Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They're going to end up staying up late or whatever. The next day,
if your son will
tired.
Get his license, then we don't have to worry about
this. I know all this. You get his license.
Then they take naps in his car.
I am. He's going to fix it. I'm not fixing it.
When you going to have him fix it?
As soon as he got time.
He got time.
He got volunteer shit he got to do and all this other stuff.
Oh, whatever, Marcus.
Yo stuff that he's got going on. He had a full track
one. He didn't have to be the volunteer thing until 1. So between.
He don't get up till 11. He got to get ready.
Wake him up.
Anyway, they sleep on the way home. They sleep when they get home. Then it's time to go to bed on time, and they can't go to sleep. And they end up staying up late again.
Then start taking a belt and whipping them in the
car.
Whip
your ass.
Why?
Because you the reason.
The reason of what?
All this bullshit ripping and running over the place.
Listen, keeping my children well-engaged, well-rounded, scholarships. When does little Marcus get his ACT test score back?
No, we doing it in the middle of a podcast.
I know. I bet you they want to know, too.
They don't care. They just want to know what he got.
They care about how
you
our
see what
son
happens.
Did and when. And they might have the answer. How long does it take to get your ACT scores back? 2 to 4 weeks. Although they can take up to 8 weeks. I think Marcus's is on its way. And do they email it? How does it get to you? How do you receive?
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
You think that? Why do you think they don't care?
Why would they care?
Because they care. They care about us.
Make sure y'all check out our sponsors.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second.
And this is what happens. This is exactly what happens. Look, what? I'm sitting there watching the game last night. Watching the game, said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and cut the boy's hair. And he's like, well, put something on TV. And I won't watch.
No, that's not what you did. You better tell the whole story. You lied.
You tell
sack
it.
Of crap. I was sitting there, click, 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 click. Yes, on my computer.
On Marcus and off the said, phone, on the computer.
Marcus said, I'm about to cut the kid's hair. You can put on whatever you want to watch.
No.
Yes, you did.
I said, put on something weird.
No. You said.
All right, fine. Listen, let's say I did say that. Let's say you said it.
You said, you can put on whatever you want to watch. I said, when you saw me get excited, you said, no, something we both.
Because I misspoke the first time.
But you said what
okay,
I just said.
Okay, something
yes?
we both want to watch.
No, but did you say?
Yeah, Angel, that's what I said. And then I really correct. The only reason I said that was because I thought you thought that I
no,
meant this.
You said,
the only reason
you
I said that
you wanna
was
watch.
Because
I got so excited.
I'm
going to
do what she does.
I got so excited because The Real Housewives of Potomac was about to go on because I want to finish watching the season that I didn't finish. And he's like, no. Something we both want to watch. And I was like, but you're going to be cutting hair.
She act like I'm cutting hair in another room with the door closed.
He's in a different room.
I'm a couple of feet away.
In the kitchen.
Looking directly
at the
TV.
No,
anyway,
looking directly at the
I
back
said,
of
put
head.
Something on we both want to watch because Angel made a big deal. You mean,
when did I make
Let me
a
tell
big
you
deal?
What?
When did I make you a big deal?
A
you
big
offered
deal.
Me the opportunity.
I said, put on something we both want to watch.
First, you said, put on something you want to watch.
The game was on. For come on in. The game was on. The channel didn't get changed for about 20 minutes.
It wasn't 20, you lying.
You lying.
Bastard.
Because I had to look over and say, you ain't put it on nothing yet.
No, that's not when you looked over there. You looked over there and said that because I put it on library and didn't choose nothing. It was sitting on library.
I'm sorry. It was sitting on library.
It's library, you country hick. Put the R. Where go?
You city bitch. Anyway, we watched this. She started playing the dang Tyler Perry thing at the very beginning.
Ashley said, have we started our schedule yet? Are we getting in bed when we supposed to?
Let me tell you about the schedule as soon as I'm done with this. This heifer over here is the reason. She's the problem.
That's a lie.
Anyway. So I'm sitting there. I said, put it on something.
Listen,
so they hold on. Now I gotta remind myself.
No,
it don't matter. Look, Melissa ain't even here. So I said, you gonna put something on. She puts the Tyler Perry thing on. It starts the very top of it. The motherfucker says, motherfucker. You ain't comfortable with motherfuckers and I said, Angel, are you not about to change it? Well, I wasn't sure it happened. He's been cussing for 20, 30 seconds. Hurry up and change it. Goes back to library and sets on library for the rest of the time.
No,
I said,
rest
you made
of the time. It was like 3 minutes on library.
And then what you change it to?
I changed it to the Troll movie. You said, have you ever seen this? I said, it was Troll 2. Did you see Troll 1?
It
no,
was
I
the
didn't.
Opening credits. And she came back out of there and it set on library.
Well,
it
no,
never
because,
got changed.
No,
I could have just continued to
no,
watch the game.
Because
what was she doing?
What
was she doing?
Everything I chose.
It was only the two things.
I chose Tyler Perry. You said they cussing too much. They said,
yeah, I
puss,
said,
puss,
you
puss.
See, the example was being said, go ahead.
Then I chose the Troll movie. Uh-huh. You said, Then I chose Captain Marvel, which actually turned out to be Wonder Woman. Thank you. Since you don't want to tell the whole goddamn old
she
story.
Chose, it was on for about
and then we watched
35
Paradise.
Seconds. And then I was done cutting hair and we started watching Paradise. Again, the damn game could have just stayed on.
No, it didn't need to.
Why?
Because I didn't want to see it.
You didn't see it anyway.
I didn't want it.
You didn't see the TV.
I didn't want it in the background.
You didn't want it in the background. Because she's over there. Yeah, girl. The bylaws. Yeah, okay, I'm going to call you back.
And other people called
me. Hold on,
me.
She's calling me. Nobody. Okay.
I didn't call nobody.
Hey, girl, I was just about to call you.
No.
Yeah, I'm doing, Well, you know these ads. Y'all been working on these ads
yes,
for the
I
longest.
Have.
You know, girl, it's going to be like 500 pages. What you mean? And they didn't even send me nothing. I got
to
do everything.
I had to.
They don't know how much work I'm putting into this.
Because I know they ain't going to do it. I got to do it.
But that's all right. When I start my own, I'm going to keep doing this
and
one.
I'm going to
start my own next year.
This is you.
I'm going to start my own next year, and it's going to be ran so much smoother because they don't even got the bylaws right.
No, all right, I didn't say that. This was you.
Hey, girl, I just got off phone with her. Yeah. It's going to be 200 more pages. I don't know. And they ain't going to get no ad. No, that's just going to say thank you. You're doing a good job because they didn't send that stuff in to me on time. They had a deadline and they didn't meet the deadline.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Is this going to cause an argument? Says my husband wants to be a liar.
Y'all have a good one, fam. We holler back at y'all.
You black bastard. All right, we'll be with y'all next week. Marcus will be doing a live with y'all on Wednesday. I'll see y'all on Thursday. And yeah, we'll be back next Monday.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.